for Sandmas. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is good to be with you once more. There is much to do in this coming year of your earthly lives. We always wish to encourage each one of you, my dear friends, to join together as you do here, but allow other people to know and understand all that you have learned. I would like to say to you, not only will your own spirit develop in this coming year, but there will be many reforms throughout your world. Not only your world, but as I said recently, in all of existence. I would like to say to you at this time, much work is needed in your world, as you well know. But we do not wish despair, but as I have told you on many occasions, we want you to be uplifting for all people. You can start, my dear friends, if possible, to help the young people and the children of this earthly world to try to inspire them to goodness and to thinking of others, to help them to understand the beauty that surrounds them and the people that surround them at all times. I have told you that the children who will be coming soon will bring a great change to your earthly world. There will be seen in these children a beauty and a strength not yet seen. And after all, they will be the ones to continue to help with the expansion of all knowledge. So take note, my dear friends, that you must take any opportunity to help young people, to listen to them, and to speak to them only the truth of the Spirit. Yeah. It is indeed a heavy burden for those of you who at times feel despair of your world. But again I say, do not despair. Allow the love that you feel at times when you are together, allow that strength and love to support you and uplift you all of your lives. It may seem a simple task, as I say, but indeed it is not. And we in spirit, my dear friends, are giving you a challenge for this new year. I know that each and every one of you will uphold the knowledge that you have been given. And I know that for each one of you, there is such great blessings ahead. Mm-hmm. And with those words, I will leave it for you to think about and to discuss with each other throughout the coming months. There will be signs, of course, when these beautiful creatures come to your world as children. Because, believe me, they are angels in disguise. That is one of your earthly sayings, I know.
Yes.
And it is true, there are many on your earth who indeed are doing the work of the blessed angels. So now I leave you with those thoughts, and if you have any questions to ask of me, please do so now.
Do these children that are coming, do they have history on this planet? Or are they from deep spirit?
Some of them will be from deep spirit.
Yes.
As I say, they are angelic beings.
Right.
So, of course, they would come from a little distance.
Yes.
But all of that has been arranged with them. As you well know, there is nothing done by chance. But the object of this work is that you, as human beings now, recognize these gifts that they will bring to the world, and to encourage and help in any way.
What's going to be wonderful, isn't it, is the fact that they're going to raise the vibration of this planet, so that spiritual phenomena will be easier for all of us to accomplish in the future.
That is one gift. The other, of course, is to bring peace to all.
Yes.
And, of course, we know it will not happen in an instant. It is something to work for and to encourage.
Can I just ask, it might be a daft question, are these children going to be born onto the planet, or is this going to appear within children that are already here and living?
Most will be born into the planet in time to come. It has not started yet, but what we hope is that older children already here will be influenced by their younger siblings. It is something to look to, because the love these children bring, I call them children, but as I have just said, they are spiritual beings who wish to help this planet. Is that helpful for you?
Yeah. Often when we have very good people on the planet, they end up being martyrs.
Yes, that has happened throughout existence in your world. And even now, there are children in places of horror who are standing up to the oppressors. You do not always know of it, but it is already happening in a very slow manner. Yes.
Yes, it makes a powerful impact when we hear about these martyrs.
Yes, it always encourages people to think for themselves. Mm. Because the martyrdom of one person is a spiritual act. I know that seems contradictory, but it is not. Every martyr has left behind an element of good. It is not always easy for the human being to understand the workings of spirit. But let me tell you that spirit works continuously. You are never left alone, even if it would appear to be sometimes that you are alone. So, remember that also, my dear friends, that you are always looked after. You are uplifted when you are feeling down. You are helped to understand and to give love to this world, because you may not realize it, but all of the people who come together for good are making the world better. You understand?
Yeah. And this is going to be, it sounds like a very well coordinated sort of influx of these angelic beings.
There are more this time. There has always been intervention from our world in times of stress. Your world has been a troublesome one at times, and it is only because a lot of the knowledge that you had has disappeared. The knowledge of understanding, the knowledge of love, the knowledge of spirit.
And these ones will you said previously that I think that they're going to become, many of them, world leaders, so they can give.
There will always be positions of power when these children become adults.
So they will have.
It is only one small way to help the world. Yes.
Yeah. But they'll be able to sort of have a bigger voice, if you like, than
yes.
We can't reach that many people. You know, we can reach a few with the internet and everything, but...
My dear friend, many of your years ago I said, if you touch but one person's soul, you have done your work.
We did.
Imagine if each one of you made a change in another's life for the good. How quickly that would spread to all of the world.
It ripples out, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So remember this too, that you are not alone, and we are always ready to be by your side at any time.
Yeah, and we have set in motion, Paul and I, to go on a boat and to be able to talk about the words that you have taught us.
Yes.
For a week. And so it would be lovely to go and do that.
Yes. I think we have discussed places of peace and tranquility being good for the spirit, whether it be water or forests, no matter where, in an empty room, as long as there is love and quietness, you will always find the deep meaning of what has been said to you.
Am I right in remembering, Sally, that the millennium generation will also the start of
yes,
yeah,
they have been one part of it, but the coming children
are rather more
there. Yes,
yeah.
I am struggling for the word to describe
them. Yeah, we don't want to say special, but for the sake of our own language, it does make sense that they're a little bit more selected.
Yes.
But the millennial children en masse were to be bring.
They are. If you look to millennium children, they are more aware of spirit.
They are. The ones I know, who are 19. Are definitely far more,
and the awareness of spirit is most important. Without the knowledge, you cannot move forward.
No.
You can say, oh, I know such and such, I believe that is your expression, but you have to experience moving forward, encompassing not only our world but others, which you well know, all of you. So, think on my words at this time, my dear friends, and know that you need but only call my name for support.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful message to start the year.
Some of us in this room maybe too old in our earthly years to see this happen. These are angelic beings. We will watch from spirit with great excitement. But am I right that some of us may not be here?
You may not, of course, but it matters not, because you have played your part.
Yes.
And you will be aware, once you return home to spirit, of all that is going on. More so than you
than
do
here.
Now with all of your connective, I do not know what you call them, telephones.
Computers.
Yes, your technology, yes. Even that has played a part.
It has, but we are learning very quickly that we have to whittle out the untruths.
Yes.
That are.
That is quite correct. So, my dear friends, for this time, I will take my leave. And I hope that each time I come in this one of your New Year's, I will bring something of interest for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been enjoying your meditation that you provided us with last time you were here. And it's been wonderful to doing it over and over again on a daily basis.
Yes. You are all capable of so much, my dear friends. Do not feel you can only do these things when I am here. you are able to do. I know you will say we cannot, but you can. You can do and think of everything that I have said to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it is up to you as individuals to move forward to expand your souls.
Yes.
And it's interesting what you said about this year. We'll be. I can't remember your words exactly, but it expanding. That also the planet will be, and the whole of existence. It's all so connected up.
Yes. Yes, that is the bigger picture. That is. It causes many struggles with some of the humans in your world. That is why I have always played the part of being very simple, using simple dialogue, and just to allow you to think for yourselves. It is all very well to say someone is spiritual, but it should apply to all of you. You are all spiritual beings. So cultivate it, my friends. Cultivate it.
And we're all part of the whole, of everything. So I guess everything is expanding at once.
Yes, and if you are keeping up with your meditations, the unity of all things becomes part of you, and vice versa.
Mm.
If that makes sense to you, you yes. become as a whole.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Now, yeah. I will take my leave at this time. And I am sure that we will come together very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm.